Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
8:47, Tommy Tucker, WWO. Quickly to Jake Madison, host of Locked On Pelicans, as the Pelicans begin their training camp. How you doing, Jake?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
How much of a new page is this that we're turning for the Pelicans?
It feels like a big one. From talking to the players and coaches in front office yesterday, you really feel like a breath of fresh air is in the building right now, and Joe Dumars just approaching things differently than his predecessor, David Griffin, did. Every single player, whether it was in one-on-one interviews or to the media at large, spoke about just a different culture, a different feeling in the building about how they are approaching things. And the Pelicans, who've kind of been stuck in the same results for a while, you know, the definition of insanity, doing the same thing, expecting different results, feel like they're doing things differently. And I think that's what this organization needed right now, a little bit of a shakeup. So it definitely feels like the dawn of a new day, start of a new era, whatever cliche you want to use. But that definitely was kind of permeating through the building yesterday.
Let's talk about Zion. Everybody wants to. What do you look like?
You know, you hear with Zion, he always wins the press conference. He always says the correct thing. And in this interview yesterday,
that is an awesome expression, Jake. He always wins the press conference. He does. He always wins the press conference. Go ahead.
You know, so he said he feels like he hasn't felt like this since college. He's been working out differently. He's been doing things differently. And he said, and I love this quote, "It feels good to feel good," which is what you've kind of wanted to hear him say for a while. And then you realize it's just the press conference, right? And on ESPN, they were even saying, like, this is all words. Actions need to back it up. Mm-hmm. So while people hear him saying all of the correct things, that he's connecting with Joe Dumars, he's willing to sacrifice and do whatever the team needs to do. He wants the leadership, the responsibility. He wants to be held accountable in a way that I guess he's feeling he wasn't held accountable before. It's all words till there's actions behind it. And I get why people are maybe a little bit hesitant to kind of buy into Zion Williamson. But I also do think there were actions behind it. When you saw him, he physically looked different. This is easily the best shape he's come into training camp with. He's looked good before, don't get me wrong, but he hasn't necessarily been in game shape. You've seen the conditioning hasn't been there, whether it's in some preseason games or the opening couple of games of the season. And it's usually around the middle of the season when he starts to look like himself, even if he's a good basketball player and at times a dominant basketball player before that. But he just physically looks different in a way that we haven't seen before. And when you tie that into the way he ended the season, when he came back from that hamstring injury last year, he looked to be in the best shape of his career. He was playing the best basketball of his career. And more importantly, he was committed on the defensive side of the ball. When you see guys bought in like that, it definitely does signal a shift in their mental state, how they're approaching things. You know, the end of last season combined with how he's looking right now and the connection with Joe Dumars, who's running the team, that's kind of changed my opinion from cautiously optimistic to a little bit hyped, to be truthful with you here. But it does feel like maybe finally in year seven, things are going to be different with it.
You know, I could be making stuff up in my head, but it seems as though I could create a scenario where Joe Dumars is exactly what Zion Williamson needed.
You know, he even said that, right? You know, I think sometimes people forget that these are NBA players kind of living in a different realm, a different world than we all are. And one of the things you're seeing across the NBA is head coaches who were players, Willie Green being one of them, others around the league who have had some playing experience are succeeding because they're able to connect with those players because they have shared experiences. They're all kind of part of the same brotherhood of guys that played in the NBA and lived that life. Joe Dumars is exactly the same way. You know, this is a man who won two NBA titles as part of the Bad Boy Pistons, a legendary team. You know, this is someone who's an NBA Hall of Famer. He's been an All-Star, all of that. That's someone that Zion can relate to a little bit better than others, let's say, I think. And Zion, even on the stage yesterday, was saying, you know, there's times when he'd be having a one-on-one conversation with Joe Dumars and was almost a little bit starstruck, being like, this is Joe Dumars. This is the guy that I, you know, grew up watching or, you know, wanted to play like and kind of be like. And so to have that connection, I think that's a really important thing. A lot's been made about that draft night trade of trading away next year's first-round pick for Derek Queen and some of the other moves that Joe Dumars has made. And when you look around the national media, they're lambasting the Pelicans. There's no way to sugarcoat that. But none of that matters if Joe Dumars can get Zion Williamson to be the best version of Zion Williamson. If he gets the most out of Zion and gets Zion bought in a way that he never has been before, nothing else is truly going to be more important than that. And so it seems like we're already on the right path for that. It's still early in the process. There's ways we could easily be let down by all of this. But things seem to be moving in the right direction. And no matter what you think of the Joe Dumars hire, the other moves, if he gets through to Zion, that was a good pick.
Let's talk about some injured players coming back. Trey Murphy and Herb Jones.
I talked with both of them yesterday. They are both fully good to go. They're both excited for the season. They've been in scrimmaging, full contact, practicing for a while. There's going to be some rust they need to shake off. Trey Murphy said for a while he wasn't allowed to shoot three-pointers as he rehabbed the shoulder injury. Same thing for Herb Jones. So the shooting, you know, form and rhythm is going to need to come back a little bit, but that's what training camp, preseason, the first couple of games of the season are for. I expect both of them will be just fine going forward. And both of them even said, while it's not ideal circumstances, sometimes just having that injury that forces you to let your body rest and recover in a way that you don't normally get to do can be really beneficial. Herb Jones said this was the first offseason since he was in like eighth grade that he wasn't just only focused on basketball, and maybe that's exactly what they needed.
Do we have any timeline on DeJounte Murray? I was at the Celtics game when he got hurt. That was a quiet kind of injury. I had no earthly idea it was as serious as it was.
You know, nothing yet. He is doing two-a-days right now. He's rehabbing really, really well. Players can come back from these ACL injuries a whole lot quicker than they used to be able to do with, you know, modern science, modern medicine. So there's no date for him yet, but the fact that he is doing as much work as he's doing, as much activity as he's doing, makes you feel that he's going to be on the earlier end of the usual timeline for that injury. It might be towards the end of 2025, sometime in December or early January. I think that would be the earliest that we would see him, but he's definitely seems like he will be playing for a significant portion of this season.
They're saying, I think 30 games is a line. Projected wins, what do you think? Over, under?
You know, it depends on how you feel about Zion Williamson. I think that line is very low. I understand why people, you know, national folks don't buy into Zion Williamson just yet. 30 games last year, he's just not proven it with the health. He's the most important player on the team. But I do think that underrates guys like Jordan Poole, who they brought in, who has been a very, very good player in this league. Trey Murphy's poised to take a leap, I think. You know, the rookies, they have very high expectations for them in Jeremiah Fears and Derek Queen. You know, the West is tough. It's going to be tough to just be a lock of a play-in team in the top six. But the play-in tournament or the seventh and eighth seed, I think, is realistic for New Orleans if health goes their way. And maybe because they've had so much bad injury luck in the past, it's due to go their way this season. So I think it's going to be above 30 wins. I look at them as like a slightly above 500 team on the high end.
Thank you, Jake. Jake Madison, host of Locked On Pelicans. I'm going with my Joe Dumars, Zion Williamson mentorship scenario, and I think you're going to do better than people think. We'll take a break, come back, 8:55, traffic now, WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.